Second stop on the morning roundup. We're talking high school basketball. We've got matchups with eight games, if you're counting the girls and the boys doubleheaders tonight. Should be a ton of fun across our WKBC network of stations. We'll take you through all four games and all four matchups, and we'll look at where you can listen to those, how you can listen to those, and something to pay attention to in all of those games. We're going to start things off right at the top with Garden City and Liberal. This game has a lot of intrigue in game number one in particular. Liberal coming into this one ranked number four in Class 6A. More than likely the Lady Red move up a spot or two. We haven't had an official ranking top 10 since December 20th. So with a game under the belt after a win against a very, very strong Hayes team, still at 6-0. I would imagine Liberal moves up at least a spot or two in 6A. That remains to be seen, though. We'll wait, and we'll see if the ranking does improve before tonight's matchup with Garden City. But the thing is, Lady Red, four players, 5'11 or taller. They're extremely long. They're extremely lengthy. They have the history. Haley Contreras right now, double figures in five of her first six games. She had 26 in the win over Hayes. My question for Garden City tonight: how does Garden City handle the length of this Liberal team? That's what it's going to come down to. Defensively, you're going to have to play without fouling. Garden City only runs about 7 to 8 girls deep. Meanwhile, Liberal got a pretty nice bench this year. A couple of surprising players on there, and if you join the broadcast, we'll talk about those quite a bit and how that depth could prove for Liberal, not just in tonight's game, but across the entire conference. But I think it's a really good test for Garden City early on, in particular first-year head coach Jacob Miller. The girls got back to 4-4 with a win over Great Bend. Are you able to make enough shots early in this game to keep in touch with Liberal? I think if you're able to knock down a couple of early threes, maybe surprise the Lady Red here and there, you'll have an opportunity to make this a game late. But it's all about how long can you hang on, and when you're right there, a chance to take that punch, can you go for that swing, and can you knock down one of the top teams in Class 6A? It'll be really, really tough for Garden City, but they're coming off, once again, a whack win already on the road. They've got a ton of momentum heading in at 500. Should be a lot of fun in game number one. And then following that, of course, the boys do battle. Garden City facing off against Liberal, same schools. Liberal 2-4. They are reeling a bit. They just lost to Hayes on the road 60-38. Right now, the early projections would probably put Garden City and Hayes as the top two teams in the Western Athletic Conference on the boys' side. So this could be a really good indicator for Garden City as to maybe how close they might match up with Hayes based on how much Hayes beat by Liberal by. But Garden City, just a three-point win over Great Bend in a hostile territory. You've really got to come out. I think you've got to win by double digits tonight to just kind of get yourself back on track, get yourself started in a place where you can say, okay, Great Bend, you know, we're going to get everybody's best shot. We're 8-0, ninth right now in the state in 6A, and I think that number might go up as well after the new rankings come out around noon today. I feel like for Garden City, those are the things that you have to do in order to win. And you do not let Liberal get hot shooting. They've been a team that has struggled to shoot the basketball, only 24% as a team in the loss against Hayes. You've got to look for a number somewhere in the mid to upper 20s probably today for Garden City defensively. You can do that. Keep them off the board early. Don't let them hang around, much like Great Bend did with some hot three-point shooting in the first half. I think Garden City's got an excellent opportunity to pull away with their second conference win of the season by more than 10 points, and it should be a lot of fun. That game will be heard on 99.9 The Rock. We'll have pregame coverage ready to go at 5:40 p.m. Next game features an out-of-state matchup, if you will. Dodge City heads down to Guymon, Oklahoma. Derek, set this one up for us.
All right, well, it's an interesting one because of Oklahoma basketball and the differences between Kansas and Oklahoma. One of the biggest things that's been talked about, especially from Kelly Snodgrass, the girls coach at Dodge City, is the different basketball that gets used in Oklahoma. And it's just slightly different. Of course, it's the same size and everything else. It is a slightly different color, and the texture is a little different. And Dodge City isn't really a fan of that. They certainly didn't shoot it well the last time they went down there. They talked about it before they went. They got a couple basketballs for practice to make sure that they get ready for it, and they've practiced with it the last couple of days. But it's really interesting because the last time they went to Oklahoma, Dodge City, the girls, shot 1-for-18 in the first half, and it was they had 3 points at halftime. So clearly not good memories for Dodge City when they went down to Woodward. back in December. But here tonight, they play a Guymon team that's 5-5, ranked number 18 in Class 5A in Oklahoma. They rank the top 20 instead of the top 10. And really, there's nothing right to write home about. So the ranking doesn't mean a whole lot. There are also fewer teams in Oklahoma than there are in Kansas. But the Demons, coming off their second win of the year, ended a three-game losing streak on the road at Trinity on Saturday, where Becca Unruh scored 23 points in the win. She made 5 threes in the contest and kind of looked like her old self. She made 34 of them last year. She was the team leader in threes on a team in Dodge City that won 19 games a season ago. One very important thing that they've got to do is cut down turnovers. They had 18 of those on Saturday in the win, but they forced 29, and that's really the key for Dodge City. So very impressive performance, I thought, on Saturday, and really taking care of business in a game where they very easily could have let the pace of Trinity slow them down a little bit. They got out and ran. That was one of the keys for Kelly Snodgrass. 29 turnovers they forced, and 34 points off of those turnovers, most of those coming in transition for Dodge City. So they've got another winnable game here tonight on the road at Guymon, and a team that has been a little up and down to start the season down in Oklahoma. On the boys' side, Guymon is 3-7. This is a struggling team, and a team that struggled last year as well, and another good chance for the Dodge City group to get another victory. They're going for their third in a row tonight, and that Trinity contest really opened some eyes. 25-2 run in the second half to be able to pull away in that game. And Dodge City is only, for what it's worth, has only played in one game that's been semi-close. Every game that they've played has been decided by 10 or more points. The Garden Plain game last Tuesday was 67-57, and it was pretty close in the fourth quarter. Dodge City actually trailed for a little while early in that fourth quarter. So they don't have a lot of experience playing in tight games. This is one, theoretically, at least on paper, that might be a little close. I think Dodge City has to be a favorite going on the road here tonight, especially with the way Isaiah Taylor has played the last few games. Combined 38 points in the last two games for Isaiah Taylor, including 21 on Saturday. This is a Dodge City team that's finally starting to turn the corner a little bit. And in my opinion, a group that has some upside with the way that they're able to go deep into the bench. They routinely bring in 9-10 guys in the rotation, which you just don't see that often in high school basketball, even at the biggest schools like Dodge City and some of the other teams that are in 6A. But Dodge City is very good at going deep into that bench and trying to stretch its opponents out. They're a little streaky, but they did a much better job taking care of the ball, and that's been one of their biggest banes, is ball security. If they're able to cut down on turnovers, and I think they had 7 in the game on Saturday at Trinity, 7 or 8 in the game, and if they're able to stay anywhere close to that number, they're going to be just okay. And I think the three-point shooting has slowly gotten better. The shooting from the field in general has kind of slowly started to improve. And it's nice to see them get a couple of wins of confidence, because they started with such a difficult schedule. I mean, you think about some of the teams that they began with. McPherson is tremendous this year. That's a team that could really make a push in Class 4A to go well deep into the state tournament. Then you've also got Junction City in there, who, you know, they just couldn't match up with. I mean, there's several teams at the start of this season for Dodge City that they just kind of ran into buzzsaws. So now they've got some confidence. How do they respond to that? Going back on the road to Oklahoma, where they got their first win in December down at Woodward. That was a 73-35 win. Had no problem with the Oklahoma competition that time. We'll see what tonight brings. But very much looking forward to it. Tip off 6 o'clock for the girls. Pregame 5:40 on Z98.
Should be a lot of fun, too, because I feel like Dodge City has been heating up, in particular on the boys' side. Things are starting to come together. You talk about that grueling first couple of games for the boys. You certainly feel like that once they get into conference play as well, with some familiarity there with opponents, that number will probably go up. And you might see Dodge in some games with, you know, a sub-500 record or right around there, taking teams like Garden City, like Hayes, all the way down to the wire, and maybe even picking up a win or two in that stretch. And it won't come as a surprise if you've been paying attention to this team all year long. Also nice to see Isaiah Taylor really start to come on. He was kind of a preseason favorite for potentially maybe a conference player of the year, and certainly looking like that over his last two games. Next two games we got to take a quick peek at, of course. Holcomb faces off against Lakin. I think this is the most evenly matched two games of the night. In the girls' game, Holcomb at 5-2, Lakin at 4-2. Great start for the season for the Lady Longhorns. Haley Jones with 4 double-doubles to start the year already in just 7 games. Jarek Ruleski had 30 points versus Ulysses. Lakin, we talked about it, 4-2. Those losses come to Goodland and Ray, Colorado. That Goodland team, number 1 in 3A, a very, very tough cowgirl team. And then Ray, an out-of-state competition. So only one loss to Kansas competition. And then same with the boys' side. Boys are 5-2 for the Longhorns. Lakin 3-3, but they've won back-to-back games. That one will be fun to keep an eye on and pay attention to. Holcomb on the boys, and I think, has surprised some people this year. I think they have had a little bit of a better start than many might have thought. We'll see what happens when they get in the GWAC, and those conference games really start to match up and get a lot of fun. But I think across the board between both games, those might be the two most even matchups of the evening. We're finishing things off with two matchups that may not be that even. Ulysses and Cimarron in the girls' game. Cimarron ranked 10th in 3A right now, just in the backside of those rankings. Meanwhile, Ulysses still looking for win number one. They are 0-7 to start the season. In the boys' game, the Tigers 1-6 with a lone win against Southwestern Heights. Cimarron 2-5. It's got some intrigue there just to kind of see if this is a win that both teams are able to achieve, and then go ahead and move on and potentially kind of kickstart this season. But there's 4 games. All pregames start at 5:40 p.m. That Ulysses game on KULY. You've got Holcomb taking on Lakin, my goodness, on KBUF Garden City at 99.9 The Rock. And then you talked about the Z98 matchup. And I believe Hugoton's in action tonight. I might have left Hugoton off the list there. Let me double check. Yeah, Hugoton travels off to Hooker at 5:40 as well. That's on KHG, and I apologize to the Eagles. They've been having a pretty good year over at Hugoton themselves. Expect that to continue on the road against Hooker. We're going to take our final break here this morning on the Morning Roundup. When we come back, me and Derek are going to make some New Year's predictions. We're going to try to see if we can look into the magic ball and decide if the upcoming statement/questions will be true by the end of the year. We'll do that. We'll get you out of here on a Tuesday morning edition of the Morning Roundup. Be back in a minute or two from the Garden City Studios in Garden City, Kansas.